But the one thing we also have to talk about, especially with our next guest, who's as politically engaged as anyone, is the one, the only, Sam Mitchell.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing good. You're flying solo, man. Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine, but there's this... It's like you ever seen the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah.
Where there's a virus and a town just goes into utter and complete chaos. It's like that in this building. Everyone's dropping like flies, Sam. I gotta wear one of those medical masks into work.
Well, you need to do that, man. You know a bunch of people that work in the show with you got the cootie. You know that.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to put it that way, but I can't argue with it. It's hashtag cooties all over this piece. All right, before we go into basketball, got to ask you, which network did you watch last night? Where were you glued?
Well, I had to watch the presidential returns, man. You know that.
But which network specifically? What do you lean on?
Are
you?
I watch CNN.
It's funny, isn't it? Because you and I, and it's, I mean, we have seven choices that night, and it's always CNN. It's always John King now with two video maps, and we can't pull away. Why is that?
Well, I just think they do the best job of explaining things and making sure that people get the right information. I also think they give an impartial view. You know, if you watch Fox, it's all right wing.
Did you catch them afterwards, Sam, last night? I had to flip over. It was a gong show. It was a gong show.
Man.
Carl Rove.
A war in the Republican Party.
Carl Rove would not let it go.
He would.
He would not.
This is not over.
He goes, he could still win Ohio. And he couldn't.
Exactly.
But he goes, he could still win Ohio. And I know. So he's going to lose every other
state. He still loses.
Exactly. He still loses. Oh, it was an absolute gong show. Okay, so help me out, Sam. I'm not American. So Obama wins. Republicans still keep Congress. Democrats still keep the Senate. So really nothing's going to get done, right?
Well, that's the thought process. But now with the mandate, again, being reaffirmed that President Obama is the popular choice,
mm-hmm.
Then, you know, we got that debt ceiling crisis coming up December 31st. So something has to get done. And President Obama last time said, let's expand it, make it big. John Boehner, the House Republican leader, agreed with President Obama, but he couldn't get those Tea Party members on board. And so this year, every 2 years you elect a new Congress, if these guys don't do anything right now with 11% approval rating, you got to get them out.
Just blow it up.
Blow it up.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't trust Tea to begin with, let alone Tea Party members.
No.
I think Tea's a scam. But that's just me.
I think something's going to finally get done. Because think about it. President Obama in his last term, he can go do what he thinks is right.
Mm-hmm. And this is the last term for every president is always the legacy term.
That's right.
You are very cognizant of how history will remember you. So you want to get done as much good stuff as you possibly can. So this is going to be interesting. Sam Mitchell here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Sam, just so you know, we had Vince Carter on the show yesterday. So
I heard.
We now, and we have a secondary source on it. Jalen is crazy. We know you were telling us the up and up. Not that we denied. Not that we debated. We knew you were telling us the truth, but we had a secondary source on it. And it, just so you know, we have cleared the air publicly in every way we possibly could on Airplane Spin Gate.
Thank you.
Just for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So the conversation went to other places. And we started talking to Vince about what could have been with Tracy in the city and a lot of things. And then we got to his number being retired, potentially. You know, what if 5, 10, 20 years down the road under new ownership and whatever, time heals, yada, 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 they say, Vince, we want to retire 15. He said they wouldn't get the sentence out before he said, I'm honored. I would love to do it. Do you think that day will come? Do you think 15 will be raised by the franchise?
Man, I hope so, because regardless of how it ended for Vince Carter, he's still the greatest player to ever play for the Raptors, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's taken the Raptors as far as any team, as far as anybody has. And for those years that he was there, man, Toronto was a player in the NBA because you had that star attraction that everybody throughout the world identified with, and they wanted to watch him play. So I think hopefully that'll happen, and I think it'll be a good thing.
Sam Mitchell here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Sam, it seemed, sticking with Vince, it seemed like towards the end of his run in Toronto, it was a fait accompli he was leaving. And that's still the general sense. Is there anything that could have been done late to have changed history that could have elongated Vince's stay in the city past 04?
Well, I will recant a conversation Vince and I had the night before he was traded. He called me up. I met with him down in the lobby with one of my assistant coaches. And he reaffirmed to me that he wanted to stay. Now, that put me in a tough spot because our general manager at that time, Rob Babcock, was under the idea that Vince had been saying he wanted to be traded, and he was actively pursuing a trade. At that moment, I asked Vince, do you understand what you're saying? And he said, Coach, I want to be here. I see what you guys are doing. I see the direction. I like it. And my feelings with the organization, I put behind me. I want to stay.
So the night before, so we're clear, Sam, sorry. The night before he's eventually dealt, he's telling you he wants to be a Raptor.
Exactly.
So what happened?
Well, I did protocol. I called the general manager, Rob Babcock, and he relayed to me that he didn't feel that way and that he has a deal on the table and he was going to finish it and pursue it. What, looking back on it, I probably should have made two phone calls, one to the owner, Larry Tannenbaum, and one to Rob Babcock. But you don't like to circumvent the chain of command. So I felt like I did the right thing by going to Rob. But what I also could have done was implore Vince to call Mr. Tannenbaum himself because they had a close relationship.
Wow. So it could have, I mean, I don't want to say cold feet because Vince is a grown-ass man, but he looked at the scenario and to you privately said, I don't like where this is going and I want to be here.
Exactly.
Wow. So what else did you say to him in that conversation?
Well, I mean, I just wanted to make sure he was sure that he wanted to be a part of what we was doing, and he assured me of that. And I think people got a wrong impression of Vince. You know Vince did. Vince is a kind-hearted person. He's not a tough guy or a mean person. And I just think what happened with Vince, like a lot of guys, his feelings had got hurt. And, you know, we as men, we don't know how to deal with our feelings being hurt. And so, and we think it's a sign of weakness if we say to someone, God, you really hurt my feelings. And I think at the end of the day, if we could have gotten the room and some apologies would have been extended to Vince, I think all of this, we could have got past it.
But ego's got in the way.
Yeah, egos and the fact that we're men and we can't say to people, my feelings are hurt. You just hurt my feelings. It was just that simple.
Sam Mitchell here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. What do you think would happen if he stayed, Sam? How would that have played out?
Think about this. With Chris Bosh turning into what he turned into, Vince Carter still at the top of his game, and we add another piece or two, we could have still been playing. Think about how good we've been. We would have had one of the best power forwards, one of the best two guards. Hey, man, we had two legit superstars on our team. We may not have won a championship, but we might could have got to a final.
What's Rob Babcock doing now?
I think he's working with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay. And he had history with them before he coming here as well.
Well, and I know, Rob. And again, you got to understand, when you get that far into the process of a trade and you've kind of given your word that you're going to do a deal, it's kind of hard to pull out. And then it was kind of hard to gauge Vince's sincerity. Rob wasn't on the trip. And maybe if he would have been on that trip and Vince would have had an opportunity at that time to sit down with Rob face-to-face, that might have made a difference. Because when you're looking at a person telling them, then that's different than talking to someone over the phone.
But, Sam, I appreciate what you're saying in terms of Larry Tannenbaum in this situation. And I agree with you. I don't like going over people's heads either. It's not good. But once in a while, I think you would have been justified, Sam. I know hindsight's 20/20, But you would have outlasted Rob there. With all due respect to Rob, you were going to last longer with that organization than he was. I think you would have been justified in doing it.
Remember though, Sid, but think about this. That was my first year as a head coach.
That's true.
I'm walking a fine line. I'm trying to make sure I don't do anything that puts me in the crosshairs of my general manager. And then you don't want a reputation around the league that if you don't get what you want as a coach, you're willing to go circumvent the GM and go to the ownership. And you just don't do that.
True enough. True enough. Sam Mitchell here on Tim and Sid Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Have you told this story to Larry?
No.
You've never mentioned this to Larry Tanema?
Well, after the trade was done, then what is it to say?
Yeah. No, but I mean, even in passing years, you run into him here and there. I mean, whatever the circumstances, this has never been brought up.
I haven't had the pleasure of running to Mr. Tanenbaum since I was fired.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going through my head right now, Sam, just kind of thinking, you know, how history would have been different and what the team would look like then and now. And
you got to understand also, though, think about this. You got to think, would they have even believed then that he wanted to stay? Because so much was going on. So much had been said. So, you know, in Rob Babcock's defense, and even Mr. Tanenbaum, would they have believed Vince? Because he had been so egregious in his statements that he wanted to be traded. And they had tried and tried again to persuade him not to want to leave. So you have to ask yourself, would they have believed it was easier for me because I was there with him and I wanted him to stay? So I might have believed anything.
It's a fair point. Had the damage already been done PR-wise? And it's easy to sit here now, but I remember that time, obviously. I was down there as well. You were there. It was a bit more of a toxic situation with him.
It was.
Definitely. Interesting stuff.
And so you have to be fair to all parties. You know, Vince caused that situation by the demands and being unreasonable when we sat down and tried to talk to him. It was just a flat no, I want out.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, people get tired. Now, again, it was different for me because I was with Vince every day. For those guys, they weren't with him every day. And so I slowly saw the change. But again, that's my first year as a head coach, and I'm not trying to rock the boat.
Fair enough. Fair enough. A time not our friend, Sam. We got to go. As always, we appreciate it. Let's touch base again soon.
Without a doubt.